Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They said in this game, it's not always black and white, right? There's always something different. You know, the way you saw it, the way I see it, that's how it works. But I think it just, you have to be on top of it. You do it in different ways. We get frustrated with the results, but you have to trust the process. And right now, I don't know if the process is good, right? Because we're not seeing results. Maybe we have to change the process. And that's on us, that's on me, you know? And obviously, let's see how the players react.
I think that's a very interesting comment from Alex Cora pregame yesterday. Especially on the heels of Breslow, full-throated defense of Driveline earlier today.
He loves Driveline.
On the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of the front office report, you can check it out on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. He goes, yeah, maybe we got to look at the process. The process obviously isn't working right now. So maybe we have to change the process.
And which is true.
No, it's 100%
like, that's
true.
That's a good. Look, if they really mean it, if they're actually going to do it, that's the right answer. Like, you can't just be like, well, we got to figure it out and then not change anything. Something needs to be changed. So at least he acknowledges that.
I'm not with Cora on much.
Right, but that was a good answer.
But their approach at the plate stinks, and it was better for one day yesterday. As you said, they only struck out 6 times. There are ducks snorting out singles left and right. Okay, they're not swinging from their ass for one game. And so Cora says that before the game. They go out and do what they did yesterday offensively, keep the line moving, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And then Breslow comes on today and defends Driveline. Now, in fairness, he's asked directly about it. But he comes out very defensive of Driveline, which is their process, you know, their approach at the plate, baseball ops, Breslow, Driveline. So I think there's more evidence of Cora feuding with another GM. I think we already probably knew that was going on.
Yeah.
But I think there's more evidence of it. And on this one, I haven't been with Cora much. With this one, I do stand with Alex Cora.
Yeah. And let's just see if that's going to work, though. Like, how many guys, like, are they going to be able to change something like that on the fly? Is yesterday a one-off, or maybe is yesterday going forward? But are they even going to really sign off on that? Like, does Breslow sound like a guy that thinks they should be changing their philosophy? No, he's saying the philosophy is great. Like he loves this. He just needs guys to, I guess, execute it better. Like we're giving you the right information. You guys just aren't using it correctly. It's kind of how I hear Breslow.
Yeah, I think.
Whereas Cora's like, all right, what we've tried to tell these guys isn't really getting through. We're striking out a ton. We can't get runners over. We have a lot of these just bad at bats. We need to change something. And he's like, well, no, we got it. We already figured it out.
No, we have it.
These guys don't.
Yeah, exactly. I like this on the text line. It's a little late to start giving a crap, Cora. Fair.
Okay.
But between the cheating and the changing of the process, sign-stealing,
like
quote-unquote,
yep.
Which text line is also pointing out, is legal. I mean, I'm curious how they're doing it, but if you're just picking it up by your first base coach, as Mike Rodriguez reported yesterday.
Just take a little peek in there. Although
it is technically legal.
Nick brought up a good point. They all wear these like earpieces now.
Yeah, so
like,
how?
Like if you're tipping pitches, you could tell somebody if they're tipping pitches.
Yeah, Tyler Anderson can't hear very well, so he's got like, cranked in his ears like fastball. Guys, he's
fucking guys.
I can hear it all the way over here. Yeah. It's fastball.
Time it in. So anyway, it is a little late for Cora to start giving a crap, but let's see if that continues this weekend in the Bronx. Meanwhile, Textline also pointed this out. Marco Sturm is giving off Duval
No,
vibes.
He's not. Don't do that. It's not that bad.
Let me hear Sturm one more time.
Hey, Bruins fans, it's Marco Sturm. I'm so excited and happy and honored to be the new head coach and be back in Boston. I had a great time here as a player.
It's
I'm
not
really
that bad. You're doing great, Marco.
To be this team and be behind the bench.
What about proposition?
Let's do it together, Boston.
They couldn't get him a good microphone?
To see you.
Yeah, Duval.
It's not Duval.
No, the equivalent would be if he was like, grr.
I'm going to like that.
Let's go Bruins. Rawr.
Yeah, he's wearing the whole bear suit. He's like, guys, I'm here. Finally, me and Blades, we're going to bring back another cup. No, that's not, that's
I do
not
think
on
it was,
the level of Duval.
I do think it was very aggressive to proposition the whole fan base at the end, but he's European. They do stuff differently in Europe. So
that's
you
fine.
Know, they're a little more
it
forward
could work.
There.
It could work. Bring the whole city together.
All right, so you're a thumbs down on it being a Duval-esque
no, not
level
bad.
Intro. Okay,
not
let's
that
see,
bad.
Let's
on
see
the
what the press conference. That was a press conference for my guy Liam Cohen.
So our scales here on the show go from 1 to 100, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so 100 being like the best in this scenario, a video like that, the new coach hostage video, can only be a 50. Like, it doesn't even, like, the rest of, even the best one
what if he's
can't
the,
go to, like, the top
okay,
of the scale.
Okay, but what if he's the last coach hired and we basically known for a week he was going to be the guy? What if it's that? Doesn't he have a little more time to think up his pitch there?
No.
No?
I don't think he was prepared for this, which maybe.
It's better than Rich Gannon.
What's up, Bird Gang?
Wait, Rich Gannon?
Yeah, the Cardinals. Rich Gannon.
Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon.
Nick Cannon?
He's got like a million kids.
Kraft?
Are you saying Kraft? Rich Gannon, former MVP of the league.
Rich Gannon, nice player.
He's really good. He went to Delaware.
Delaware Blue Hen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patriot.
What?
Briefly. Yeah.
Rich Gannon played for the Patriots?
Yeah. I don't know how much he played. I think he was drafted by the Patriots.
Is that right?
Fact check me. I've been throwing around a lot of stuff on the show today.
You really have.
Why don't you
been wrong about a lot of stuff so far.
I don't trust any of that.
Why don't you Gemini
who told you that, Nick?
Gemini told me.
No, Gemini.
Rich Gannon, drafted by the Patriots. Am I wrong?
I mean, probably.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm right.
The Patriots drafted Rich Gannon?
Drafted by the Patriots in the fourth round in 1987.
Wow.
How about that?
Bird, no kidding.
Bird Gang.
We'll bounce back out of Jones.
In your face, Bird Gang. Yeah, you back me into a corner, I'm going to lash out.
So what happened then?
Marco Sturm style. Rawr.
What'd they do?
I don't know. They traded him. They probably cut him. Okay, traded. There you go.
Oh, so how about this? A little Rich Gannon minute. Rich Gannon was selected in the fourth round, 98th overall by the Patriots, who envisioned converting him to a running back, defensive back, or wide receiver.
Classic Patriots.
No clue.
Real Swiss Army knife.
No clue what they wanted him to be.
The original slash.
Gannon balked at the idea and was quickly traded to the Vikings.
Nice.
So he's traded right away because he's like, I'm a quarterback. He bet on himself and he won.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.